Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. Today, we are going to be looking at a topic that affects millions, but is surprisingly misunderstood: perimenopause.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know.
Yeah, they don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And so we've got this article from WTNH.com.
Okay.
And it talks all about the experiences of women going through perimenopause and why so many are struggling in silence.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Ready to uncover this mystery?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a really important topic, and it is a bit of a mystery, isn't it?
Right.
The article highlights that over 1 million women in the U.S. alone are going through perimenopause.
That's a lot.
Without seeking help.
Yeah, that's a huge number. That's staggering.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's behind this? Why is there this reluctance to seek help?
Well,
is it a lack of awareness, a sense of stigma? What's going on?
I think it's probably a bunch of different factors,
all of
this. Mixed in, you know, some women don't even realize they're in perimenopause. They think it's something else.
Yeah.
And plus, it's not really something people talk about openly.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not a
hormonal change.
Yeah, it's not exactly dinner table conversation.
No.
So I guess it's like this silent transition that catches a lot of women off guard.
Yeah.
Article even mentioned celebrities like Halle Berry.
Oh, wow.
Opening up about their strivels.
That's great.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
I think it's so important for people to see that because it kind of.
Yeah. It makes it
normalize
it. Yeah, it helps people to realize they're not alone in it.
Exactly. So speaking of feeling alone, this article tells the story of this woman, Wendy Chintanner.
Okay.
And she's a wife and a mother and an author.
Okay.
She started experiencing all these things like brain fog, difficulty focusing, memory problems.
I've heard of that.
And she kind of brushed it off as stress at first.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it just wouldn't go away. The symptoms just persisted.
Yeah, I bet that was frustrating.
So it's a pretty common story. I mean, perimenopause can start as early as your mid-30s.
Yeah.
Or as late as your 50s.
That's a big range.
I know, big range.
Yeah.
And it can last for up to 10 years.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and it's this gradual shift, so it's really easy to miss the connection.
Yeah, I can see how that would happen.
So Wendy's story is a little wild because it took her 18 months.
Oh, gosh.
And 5 different doctors.
Wow.
To finally get a diagnosis.
That's a lot of doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been really tough.
Yeah, incredibly frustrating.
Yeah.
Which I think just points to this crucial issue that so many healthcare providers, they don't receive.
Right, they don't know enough
about perimenopause.
It's not really talked about a less, is it?
No, it's crazy that something affecting so many women.
Right.
It's just so overlooked. In medical training.
Yeah.
The article also features Dr. Lisa Gerard.
Okay.
She's an OBGYN.
Okay.
And she emphasizes this need for more open discussion.
Yeah, for sure.
About perimenopause.
Yeah, people just don't talk about it.
I know. And she says that, you know, so many women just suffer in silence.
I can believe that.
Thinking they just have to deal with it.
Yeah. That's not right, though, because there are treatment options.
Exactly. There are treatment options.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. What is hormone replacement therapy?
Okay, so hormone replacement therapy, also known as HRT.
Okay.
It basically replenishes the hormones that decline during perimenopause.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of different ways to do it, like patches, vaginal rings, creams.
Really?
IUDs, and even birth control pills.
I had no idea.
So which one's right for you kind of depends on, you know, your individual symptoms and things like that.
Wow, that's amazing. So is HRT controversial? Because I feel like I've heard about some risks.
Yeah, you're right. It has been a bit controversial.
Yeah.
There were some studies a while back that, you know, they raised concerns about an increased risk of cancer and heart disease.
Right.
But more recent research suggests that those risks might have been a little overblown.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you start HRT early and use a lower dose.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then there's also bioidentical hormones, which are chemically identical to the hormones our bodies make.
Oh, wow.
And those seem to be a little safer.
So it sounds like there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
With your doctor.
For sure.
To weigh those risks and benefits.
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody wants to go the non-hormonal route?
Oh, yeah. There are options for that, too.
Okay.
So antidepressants can be pretty effective for things like mood swings and anxiety.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's always lifestyle changes like exercise, stress management techniques, a balanced diet.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Yeah, all that can make a big difference.
So really, it's about finding what works best for each person.
Exactly.
Yeah, because everybody's different.
Everyone's different.
What's crazy to me is this statistic in the article that despite all these options,
right,
only about 5% of women seek help for perimenopause.
That's so low.
That's shockingly low.
Yeah, it just shows you how much we need more awareness and education.
Absolutely.
About this.
Yeah, because it's like this, it's this thing that's happening,
yeah,
but nobody's talking about it.
Right, and people are suffering.
Yeah, and people think they're alone,
yeah,
but they're not.
No, not at all.
At all.
I mean, even Wendy from the article.
Oh, yeah.
She's on HRT now, and she's feeling a lot better.
That's great.
Yeah.
And it's great that she's using her experience to educate other women.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's even writing a fictional book about it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, to reach a wider audience.
Yeah, I think that'll really help.
Yeah, I think storytelling is just so powerful.
It is. It's a great way to connect with people.
Yeah, and to help people understand complex issues.
Exactly.
So I think this deep dive has been really eye-opening.
It has. It's been really interesting.
It's clear that we need to stop whispering about this.
Yeah, for sure.
And bring it out into the light.
Let's talk about it.
So if you are experiencing any of the symptoms that we've talked about today,
please
talk to your doctor.
Yes, talk to your doctor.
Don't suffer in silence.
There's help available.
There is.
You don't have to go through this alone.
And here's something for you to consider.
Okay.
What if we create spaces?
Yeah.
Whether it's online.
Yeah.
Or in person.
Like support groups or something?
Yeah, support groups where women can come together and talk about this.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I think it would be so powerful to just.
Yeah, to connect with other people.
Yeah, to not feel alone.
Exactly.
And to share their experiences and find information and.
Yeah, and get it fucked.
Get support.
Yeah, for sure.
So think about that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for coming.